probably really not going to, so. Hut! One, one, two, three. Hut. Hut.
Is this thing on?
Oh, no. I don't know what this is. Hello. Welcome back to No Never Mind, the podcast. It is what it is. It's a podcast.
Sadly.
This is awkward now.
Yeah, it is.
There's only two of our voices. So
we
hopefully you listened to our previous episode with our guest star, Shingeki no
Kimochi.
Kimochi. She's still in the room with us, but we told her she couldn't speak the entire time because she's no longer a guest. She will guest star later, I'm sure, because she will be infinitely more interesting than anyone else we can get on. So
she'll just take the podcast.
Anyways, this room feels very quiet to me.
It does.
We're in the psych ward at the university is where we are. There's a clock.
Roomy.
And whatever that is. What is it? Confined space entry?
No, that's not your headphones. Haley's just having a stroke.
Don't adjust your television set.
Don't.
Isn't that the things used to say? Don't adjust your...
No, it's not the... No.
What does Shane Dawson say at the start of his conspiracy videos?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yes.
No, but the conspiracy ones, like where he has that little weird intro that always creeps me out every time.
Oh, yeah, it's like, what you believe isn't always what you believe.
I don't know. I thought that he...
I don't know.
I've been on a Shane Dawson kick lately. So, like, I liked him when he was, like, a relatively newish YouTuber. Same. He was still making music.
Yeah.
And then, like, I just didn't watch him for a couple years.
And then now... I came back when he was doing all those weird food videos.
See, that's what I'm watching now. I cannot stop watching them. Like, I'm not a big, like, mukbang type person.
But he does them so funny. Insanely. Like,
yeah, and he's just really fucking...
Stop looking at my hair.
I'm not.
You are! I can see it!
No, here, let me just fix that. Okay, okay. I'm fine.
God, that was so annoying.
Oh, okay.
It's like when you can tell when someone's looking at your eyes or your eyebrows.
See, for me, I just always think that people are just looking at, like, my infection.
No, I'm just looking at how beautiful
AKA
you are.
Just my face.
Oh, my God.
So, like, but he's so funny, though. Like, his dialogue reminds me a lot of the way that you and I talk, but we're just not that quick on the jokes like he is. Like, what did he say? Oh, he was talking about removing something from its crust. Like, he was watching I was watching this morning. He was like, oh, I wish someone would remove me from my crust, but psoriasis is hard to get rid of. And I was just like, oh, my God.
You're like why can't I be that funny?
I wish I was as funny as he is. Like, he really is.
It's real world problems, you know? When you suffer from psoriasis, you get the comedy.
Yeah, like my ex, the one that I always talk about on this podcast, he had psoriasis, and I felt so bad for him. I was like, that must be just, like, so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of how it looks, like, I can't relate. I have flawless skin, so.
I don't.
Anyway. I used to have eczema, but I don't have it anymore.
No.
If you ever hear us laughing for like a period of time, it's because like we're peaking on our recorder here. And
yeah, it's so funny.
We can't stop it. We're just loud. We're just too loud, my bitch. Echo 7. We never finished that story, by the way.
We never did.
I don't think there's any point to finishing it now, but no, I cook a salmon.
I cook a salmon.
At the end.
Anyway.
She can't even hear us. No wonder she's not laughing.
No. Anyway.
Hilarity.
Welcome
to this episode.
Welcome. We wanted to talk about pop culture.
Kind of.
And about pop culture is whatever we deemed important in pop culture. And what is important in pop culture is Ariana Grande and the Jonas Brothers reunion.
Ariana Grande. So, like, here's the thing.
Break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored.
Yeah. I say that to Kiernan all the time.
So funny.
I really do. It's funny because, like, the day that that album came out, I was, like, on her dick, like, quick. Obviously, I was.
Yeah.
Huge Ariana Grande fan. And so, like, I had, like, a really cute selfie that I was going to post anyways. And so I was like, why don't I just throw this as a caption?
Yeah.
And then I got so many, like, DMs on Twitter. People were, like, so upset with me. They were, like, sending me tweets where people were like, if I see one more fucking girl caption their picture, break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored, I'm killing myself. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, let people fucking breathe. Like,
yeah,
if they like a fucking song and they want to put lyrics under their photo, let them do it. Like, just because Hailey did Ariana Grande and you're doing some Bon Iver bullshit doesn't mean you're any better.
Are you
insulting
Bon Iver?
No, I'm insulting the people that listen to him.
Do you know that one song that's on the Twilight soundtrack, though? It's so good.
I love Bon Iver. I love Bon Iver, but that doesn't make me a better person than someone who listens to pop.
That song?
That's why we put our category as comedy, because I can never have a serious conversation without Haley having a soundtrack in the back.
That song. Sorry, that's only Bon Iver I know. I'm not a hipster.
Hipster trash.
Okay, why are we
I sound like a dick.
dick.
Okay, wait, this is not a professional
Desperado.
Podcast.
Desperado.
Desperado. Me amo Momo Desperado. Wait, is that song about Momo? That's pop culture. Okay, so like the Momo thing's going around again, but I've seen it before. It's not new. Mm-hmm. Like it's been around for like
it's
5 years.
Old.
So I don't know. Like even like a
it's
like
coming back.
Kehlani was like retweeting stuff. She was like parents, and I was like, hold on, but no.
Kehlani?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Kehlani?
Is DJ Khaled and Khaled the same person?
So the guy that I talked about on my last podcast, he's great but also stupid. So he texted me.
He's not stupid.
So in a follow-up to him making me a playlist, I made him a playlist. And I'm not even going to tell you what it's called. It was stupid. But anyways.
Tell us what it's called, Haley.
No, because it has his name in it. But I did put the word senpai in it, so that tells you something.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. So I made him a playlist as well, and he was listening to it this morning, and he's texting me while I'm in class, and he texts me, he says, is DJ Khaled and Khalid the same person? Like, he was honestly not kidding, because apparently he doesn't listen to anything remotely resembling Top 40. I put Better by Khalid in there, by the way, in case you're wondering. It's a great song. I don't know where I was going with this, but Kehlani...
No, I just made a joke about
okay.
it, so he started ranting.
Great. So Kehlani is an R&B artist. She's, like, I've been into her for years. She's pretty popular now, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like, she's doing a lot of, like, popular collabs. Like, right now she's got, I think, Nights Like This is on the top 40, and that's, like, with Ty Dolla $ign.
Also, I saw on the news, and it was, like, just, like, hold on to your socks. You're not going to believe this collab that Ariana Grande is doing.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
thought she was coming out with yet another song.
And you were, like, my wig... flown
yeah.
to Bahamas.
And then I actually opened the article and it was a fucking Starbucks drink. And I was like,
yeah,
that's bullshit.
I kind of don't get the collab, to be
like,
honest.
Do you remember that whole collab with Starbucks where Oprah had a line of drinks?
Okay, what?
Like, I swear to God, like, Oprah had a line
of drinks.
Okay,
I never had Starbucks until last year, though, because, like, I'm not from here. So,
like
and I only started drinking coffee, like, literally a couple months ago.
Oh.
And it's barely coffee, apparently, according to Coffee Snobs, because I make myself homemade cold brew, and yes, I put flavor in it. Like, sorry about it. I like to have delicious things.
Teavana Oprah Cinnamon Chai Latte Starbucks coffee.
That sounds actually pretty good.
I don't like chai, so I never got it.
Like, do they not make it anymore? Is it, like, a limited edition thing?
I mean, like, you could probably get a cinnamon chai latte, but it won't be the Oprah one.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. So, anyway. It's a cool collab, but, like, don't play it. Don't pull my heartstrings.
Oh, yeah, like, this collab's gonna have you shook. And it's like, well, okay.
No.
But, like, okay, so what is this? Like, caramel cloud macchiato or something?
I have no idea what it was. I
saw something on Snapchat. I clicked onto it because I was like, what the fuck? Well, it was mostly just pictures of her, like, wearing a Starbucks apron and nothing else, I'm pretty sure. With her dog.
Jesus Christ.
Toulouse. You know Toulouse? You big fan
I
of Toulouse?
Do.
Yes. He's a legend. Wait. Is Toulouse a he? Yes, it is, right?
Cloud yeah. macchiato.
Did I just assume the gender of her dog?
I think so. It says, Ariana Grande has her own Starbucks drink now, a cloud macchiato that comes in cinnamon or caramel, hot or cold.
Right, okay, like, I want to get the cold caramel one, though.
That sounds good. We should have got it, and then we could have reviewed it on the podcast.
Oh my God, we're so stupid.
Yeah.
We both had our separate coffees this morning, so, like, we're kind of good. Okay, we'll do it next time. We'll do an Ariana Grande episode part two.
I wonder if you can get it vegan, like with soy.
I feel like you could, because, like, if you can drink the flavor, that's the whole point of it, right? You said the caramel flavor at Starbucks is whatever.
Yeah, it is.
So, like, here's my question for you. If you had to pick sweetener or Thank You Next? My question for you.
Sweetener.
Yeah, okay, I agree. 100%.
Thank
like,
You
I
Next,
love Thank
although
You Next,
it's a good song.
No, the album I meant.
Oh, I thought you meant the song.
No, the album's called Thank You Next.
No, I know it is, but I thought
yeah.
you meant Thank You Next between Sweetener.
Oh, no. Okay, the album. Okay,
oh,
I rephrase my
sweetener.
Question. Yes, okay.
Wow. It doesn't change my answer.
She just can't read my mind. Like
no, I can't.
Okay, whatever.
No, but, like, okay, the song's battling it out, Sweetener versus Thank You Next. Mm-hmm. I still say Sweetener.
Yeah, me too.
But I like the song NASA.
You really?
That's,
I do. Like, my least favorite song
really?
In that entire album.
I don't know
why, I just really don't. It's okay. Like, I'll listen to it when it comes through the shuffle. The
I've
only thing I skip right now is the singles, because, like, I've listened to them too much, and so,
yeah.
like, I want to listen to the other stuff more.
Same.
I'm gonna, like, go pull her up here and, like, look through a track list and we can have a discussion.
True.
So, like, I don't know, like, I think I've been listening to Ariana Grande since Dangerous Woman era.
Yeah.
That, I started listening to that right after a breakup.
I've been listening to her since Nickelodeon.
Wow, okay. I mean, like, I have not, so, like, I'm not even gonna lie to you, but, so...
That was false. I don't know,
I just
wonder, like,
why people
want to
shit on
together,
her so much,
like, okay, like, even looking at it compared...
It's the same thing, eh? I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it's pretty similar.
Her cover art is, like, very similar. But look at how fucking gorgeous she looks in the Sweetener one.
I know. She's glowing.
She's just, oh my god, the things I would do. So here's the thing. All right, so yeah, I started listening to around Dangerous Woman era right after a breakup, so, like, you can take that as you will. Okay, but, like, track list for Sweetener. If we're looking at this here, what is your favorite track?
Oh.
I have 7 answers for this.
Like, all of them?
I can't. So, like, I have to say, like, Pete is, like, I don't know. And I know she's not with him anymore, but, like, I just think it's a very cute little song.
It is.
Especially because it's so fucking short.
Yeah.
I thought you ended my life.
Yeah. What's your least favorite?
On Sweetener.
On Sweetener.
Because
I have one, but I think it's unpopular.
Really?
Like, an unpopular opinion.
Mine is Blazed. I did like it when it came out, but it's a bit repetitive for me.
I didn't like Breathing.
Really?
I didn't like it.
And that one blew up.
I know.
Like, we even play it at work now.
I know. And I can't. I don't know. It just didn't hit for me.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Is it, like, the tune or, like, the...
It's just, like, I don't know. Yeah, lyrics, maybe the tune. Okay. But it just, like, wasn't really a bop to me. Like, I'll listen to it. Like,
that's one of my favorites. I gotta say, though, I think her best song of all time has to be God is a Woman, in my opinion.
Really?
Even the video, too. Like, I've watched that video, like, 50... Well, because I jack off to it, but... yeah, Successful's not bad.
Yeah.
I didn't like R.E.M. when it first came out, no, but I really like that one now. Yeah. But yeah, so Sweetener,
I think this album took more time to, like, hit home kind of thing. Like, it took Sweetener? More time. Yeah, it took more time to, like,
well, because it's such a far deviation from, like, Dangerous Woman, which came out in 2016.
Exactly.
So.
And then, like, with Thank You Next, it's literally just, like, bop after bop. Like, they're all anthems, almost.
They're pretty much written to be. I feel like they're all very separate, which I do actually really like. Sweetener's like that, too.
But they're all written to be together.
Yeah. That's what an album is.
That's so crazy. Like...
How like, soon the releases were after each other?
Yeah, because, like, even looking at her Spotify, it's, like, 2014, 2016, 2018, 2019.
But, yeah, they were about 6 months apart, I think. Because Sweetener came out in summer, I want to say.
Yeah, that's
because I remember driving to work at, like, 5 a.m. in the morning to go, like, fucking stand on the side of a road all day, and I was listening to this album, and I was like, yeah, it's mean. I don't
even remember this album.
Yours truly?
Yeah.
Okay, what songs are on this here? Like,
Honeymoon Baby.
Oh, I'm not a big fan of this album. The other one, I think the one, is it the one before this or the one after? Yeah. I like, but yours truly,
I'm not. Well, because then after that, it's My Everything.
My Everything's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like,
Bang Bang. That sounds old.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, there's a Break Free.
Break
Free. Okay. Yeah. So, if we're talking Thank You Next, what's your favorite song off here? You just said you like NASA a lot, right?
I don't know.
That, you know what I love? Just, like, I'm looking at this right now. Everything has an explicit tag on it except for 3. Okay, so true. If we're going to go, like, ballad-wise, I have to say Ghostin', obviously. Everyone loves that song, though. It makes me fucking sad, though, because, like, I've been a Mac fan since, like, grade 9, and I remember it was, like, I was going out for my friend's birthday the day that he died, and, like, I was literally about to go out, and my friend texted me just casually, hey, did you hear about Mac? And I was like, what? And, like, I went on Twitter, because I was, like, I get my news from Twitter moments, and I found that, and, like, so that was September. I just listened to him for the first time since his death yesterday. Yeah, like, it actually, like, really hit me. Like, I know, like, some people can say whatever they want. Oh, you didn't know him, he's a musician, whatever. But I just, like, he had so much left to say and to do.
Oh, totally.
And so that was, like, really, like, fucked me up real good. I feel like this
album is very close to, like, her emotions. And I feel like...
That's the thing, is she wrote it so honestly. It's like, I can't believe that people are shitting on it. Oh, it doesn't, like, bop as hard as I thought. It's like...
okay, but...
Do you write music, though? Because I don't.
Yeah.
So, like, my favorite songs on here...
Because, like, Imagine is, like...
I didn't like Imagine when it came out.
Really?
Mm-mm. I thought it was too repetitive.
I thought it was too slow. I think because she released Thank You Next, and then she had so much hype for Imagine that I was expecting kind of a Thank You Next 2.0, but it was so different.
That song's about Mac, just kind of like too,
whiplash. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's really sad. But my favorite songs in here are Makeup. I love Makeup. And, like, my best friend doesn't like it. Like, she's a big Ariana Stan, too. She's like, that's my least favorite. I'm like, okay. Well, I love Makeup. Say What You Will. I love Break Up With Your Girlfriend. It's, like, a true bop. But my other favorites between, like, Makeup would be, like, Bloodline and Bad Idea.
Oh.
Just because, like, I think her vocals are really impressive in them. And, like, I think she's been doing that a lot more in this album. Like, she's not holding back so much.
Fair.
I was actually going to fly to Vancouver and go see her show. I think it's, like, April, something like that. Because, like, my best friend lives in BC right now, too, so she's going to fly to meet me.
They retook their profile photo.
Yes, of course.
That's
they
so
did.
Cute.
Okay, anyways, we're not talking about that yet. But I was actually going to go do that. But, like, I, like, added up the cost of everything in my head, and it would cost me, like, $1,000 to, like, fly, get good tickets, like, so let's say get merch, put myself up in a hotel for the weekend. It just got so expensive. It's what I hate about, like, North American tours, but, like, they skip several provinces, and it's just, like, I get it, you're going to the places where it's popular, but, like, do a Manitoba show? Like, do you not think that most artists that come to Winnipeg can sell out?
Yeah. Because they usually do when they come.
Although, I tell you what, Maggie and I are thinking about going to Marianas Trench in a couple weeks, and I checked, and there's, like, still a ton of tickets left, and I'm surprised. I guess it's, like, been a couple years since they were, like, popular, but they just released a new album. Have you heard it?
No. Phantoms? I don't like
Trench. It's really good. Oh, really?
Okay. I don't listen to that kind of music.
Rude.
I know.
Like, that's like what I listened to in like junior high though, so it takes me like right back. So every time we get drunk, like me, her, and Taylor and like Matt, we'll just like all hang out and just fucking like go off.
Yeah, Taylor, Matt,
we'll do like, oh yeah, you don't know who these people are. Sorry, I have more than my sister and my boyfriend as friends, but also you have a boyfriend and I don't, so I love you have this queued up, you're ready to talk about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we just wanted to talk about Ariana Grande for 18 minutes. Oh, we're at 16, so that's actually pretty close. I just picked a random number. But I wish that people would stop shitting on her so much.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, she's, like, a big pop star and, like, easy target. Like, whatever. Give me one second.
She's answering her boy.
No, I'm answering Maggie. I'm answering my wife. I can't even really reply to her because, like, I'm doing a podcast and I can't think and speak at the same time. But whatever. We have a date, so it's happening. But anyway, so people need to stop shitting on Ariana. Listen, so, like, she made a tweet and then deleted about it once, like when people were shitting on her for the Mac thing, because I think this was right after his DUI. You cannot influence or control someone's addiction to anything.
Yeah.
And that's such an unfair assumption. Oh, he did this because he was upset over you. It's like, well, what? So you're supposed to stay in a traumatic, like, relationship if it's not working for you and it's, like, killing both of you? Like, I do not understand this.
No, I mean, especially when you're a public figure like Ariana Grande is, I don't think that there's any kind of way to where she could win. Because if she stayed in the relationship, people would say, why are you staying in this relationship if it's hurting you?
Yeah.
And when she leaves the relationship...
Or why'd you be someone that does drugs or whatever?
Or, and then when she leaves the relationship and bad stuff happens to the other party, she gets shit on.
Exactly. It's not your fucking fault.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing is, like, I don't know why there's this, like, rhetoric that, like, women have to be in charge of men.
Or they have to fix them.
Yeah, like, I'm so sick of it. Like, yes, I honestly, like, gravitate towards people who, like... I don't know. I don't know if it's, like, a giving thing
or,
like,
it's normal to keep people around you in your life that are better for your mental health.
Yes.
That's okay, but don't rely on someone to fix your mental health.
And that's the thing. I've definitely had partners, too, or, like, ex-boyfriends who, like, have so much shit going on, and they pin too much on our relationship, and it just, like, it's just gonna crumble from, like, the inside out, because, like, I can't be everything you need.
Don't base your happiness on someone
else. One person.
Because one person isn't always gonna be permanent.
That's, like... my relationship advice for anything. Because, like, I have so many friends who, like, will text me and they're, like, having a fight with their boyfriend or, like, something's going bad. And I'm just, like, why don't you respect yourself enough to just do what's right for you? Look out for number one. Like, the other person's problems aren't yours, you know?
Exactly.
Like, you can... Anyway, I could rant about this for a while. But I love Ariana Grande. If y'all could just stop shitting on my girl...
That'd be stellar.
Okay, so, like... physically not super like my type if I had to pick in a woman, but she is so fucking cute.
She's
and like
adorable.
I'd do her like quick.
And she's also been criticized for like cultural appropriation.
Oh, has she?
Yeah, because like
before
everyone's saying that she's technically white.
Oh, the tan thing.
Yeah,
I you know like it's so funny how like we're all.
Like, but
people
she's, like,
are so low-key racist,
be...
but, like, we all try to look so tan, so it's
I
backwards,
don't.
Eh? No, you don't. I can't picture you as a tan. It would be very strange.
Yeah, it would be gross.
And the thing is, like, I love being tan, but that's because when I'm tan, I look more my race.
Yeah,
as
true.
As, like, as dumb as that sounds, can you imagine if I lived anywhere else where we got, like, a slight bit more sun, I would be, like, a completely different color.
Like, most Palestinians
I'll find a picture
are,
for you when I'm tan.
Like, there's a lot of women in Palestine who have red hair and light skin. Like, it's a common gene.
It's like a... Oh, my God. Austin Knight, what are you doing? It's like a common, like, Middle Eastern thing, eh?
Yeah.
Like, no,
like
well,
we're not...
It's so dumb that people expect, like, a certain race of people to look a certain way.
Well, people expect us to look Egyptian.
Oh. And interesting how that's not the same thing.
It's completely
It's completely different. I'm going to try and find a picture when I was tan. So, I used to work at a tanning salon, actually, once. And, like, going in, I was like, ah, I'm not going to do much. And then guess what I did? I was tanning all the time because it gets so addictive, especially too because like we had beds, right? And, like, I didn't have tan lines, and that's, like, my shit. So, like, there's not a pale spot. Like, even, like, your nipples get tan. Like, it's a thing. It's fucking weird. Like, it's for gross. One. Yeah, no, it kind of is, but I just figured I should tell you right away.
Okay.
And then I got spray tans, like, once or twice. My mom fucking hates it when I get a spray tan. She thinks it's so, like, gross. Like, it doesn't look right. But, like, my natural undertone is, like, kind of orangey to begin with. So, like, that's just how I look. I can't find any pictures of when I was 10. This is depressing for me. I don't like being a whitey.
Anyway. but she's been deemed that. She's been, criticized
for... Everything's cultural appropriation these days, though. So, like, nobody can win.
Like, even... I was watching, like, completely off the subject, but I was watching a YouTube video, and it was one of those videos... Oh, shit. She showed me a photo of her being tanned.
And I was naked. I was completely
and
naked.
It was a video, kind of like those lineup videos where they, like, interview a bunch of people.
Oh, I actually really like that YouTube channel. Like, The Cut, yeah. I think is what it's called or something.
This one is basically, they have, like, a bunch of people from the same race, the same background, or the same gender, and they say, do all these people think the same? So it's like, do all these black people think the same? And so one of the questions that they asked this group of black people was, do you think that, like, hairstyles should belong to a certain race?
Yeah.
And, like, it was pretty divided. And, like, Ariana Grande has been criticized for, like, wearing wigs, and that's cultural appropriation. And I'm like...
Oh, that's a bit far. That reaches.
Yeah.
And I'm like the type that's really sensitive about this, too, but, like, even that is, like, a little
like,
too much.
There's a line, obviously. There's a line.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But it's, like, wigs really, like...
Like, okay. I'm just not a personal... I'm personally not
like,
a fan.
Like, isn't her hair incredibly damaged from dyeing it so much?
It is, from the Nickelodeon days, yeah. Which, like... Can you imagine? So dramatic. At least she could afford wigs, though. Like, I guess that's like, sick for her.
That's
but,
true.
Like, the thing that offends me is, like, white people or people who are not, like, experiencing the type of culture get, like, locks or, like, dreads. That fucking
that
bothers
like,
me.
Like, if you're a Caucasian woman and you have dreads,
yeah,
don't come in within 25 feet of me.
And I'm like, yeah, if you're gonna, like, do that, like, I hope you're traveling and, like, experiencing the culture or something. Like, I just... That's the one that bothers me. And, like, kind of too...
But
like,
what about henna? A lot of white people, they'll do henna on themselves. Is that cultural appropriation?
I'm not a big fan of that.
I don't like that.
No.
Because henna is very much, like, an Indian Arab culture thing.
Yeah. And, like, I think I've gotten, like, one of those henna tattoos at a festival, like, once or twice. But it's, like, a peace sign or something, like, stupid. Like,
yeah.
I don't get, like, the full traditional. Oh, I have a big problem, too, with people wearing bindis or anything that resembles a bindi.
That for decoration and for art?
Yeah. On all, like, the little EDM girls do it at festivals and
or
stuff,
those, like,
too.
Or those, headdresses? The
basically,
ones?
I hate everyone that goes to Summer of Sound. That's just how it is. Like, I want to go there, but I'm just going to be triggered the entire time.
Yeah, you're
so,
just
going
to
be all there. But, again, like, I'm saying that, like, my opinions are, like, they're just opinions. And, like, I do tend to get, quote-unquote, offended about certain things. And that'd be one of them, would be the hair. So, what? What are you pointing at?
We're at 23 minutes.
Holy shit. That
and
happened.
You thought we couldn't do it. I knew we had to separate a whole episode for Ariana Grande.
Oh, shit. Yeah, maybe we'll have to talk about more stuff next time.
Yeah.
But I just want to talk about the Jonas Brothers real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so
the
who's
Jonas
excited?
The Jonas Brothers came back.
Holy shit. Like, it's, like, actually taken me, what has it been, like, a full week to actually process this?
Like
I cannot believe
so
this is happening. So I was definitely, Jonas Brothers were a thing when I was in, like, maybe middle school.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was, like, pretty into it because, like, let's be real. They made amazing music. Don't Come For Me.
Like,
and
bop
like,
after bop.
Holy shit. We're going to go through the Jonas Brothers track list real quick. Can't play any of it, though, because we'll get demonetized.
We will.
We're not making any hashtag spawn money.
Oh, boy.
But they're still going by Jonas Brothers, right?
And, like,
did they just drop the
Z? It was always just Jonas Brothers. There was never that.
Oh, okay, so when people talk about them, it's just, okay. Are you sure? Is this the Mandela effect again?
No.
I totally thought
it was
always the Jonas
Brothers. Because it was like their show on.
Oh, you're right. You know what? That crest symbol that they used to have, it had the JB. Okay. So their top song is obviously their newest release. But the last couple of them, I don't even know those. What the Jonas LA.
That was their TV show.
No, Jonas was the TV show.
Jonas LA was their spinoff.
They had a spinoff of the spinoff.
Yeah, because you know how it was like Sweet Life, Zach and Cody, and
yeah.
They had Sweet Life on Deck. They
on
had
deck,
Jonas,
yeah.
And then they had Jonas
on Deck.
LA.
Will never be the same.
No,
they got older and they got hotter, which is like what I liked at the time. But okay, let me see. What was my favorite album? So I used to have these all on CD. Wait, they don't have all their music on Spotify.
They don't.
No, because look, I'm going to where is it? Okay, hold on. I think if you scroll down far enough. Artist playlist. Okay, no, this says there's a complete collection. This is weird. They're not separated on here.
Oh, that's properly. So gross. I used to have all the DVDs and everything.
No, look. This is not the complete collection. It has pom-poms.
Burn It Up.
The 3D. Yeah, but, like, that's, like, a single on here.
Oh.
Music from the 3D concert. Okay, but anyways.
That's
this
weird.
Okay, well, I'm going to shoot myself.
Yeah.
They're still 315th in the world on Spotify, though. They're gonna come back. Don't you even worry about it.
But that's crazy. Also, did you watch the music video or did you just
Oh, yes, I did. I thought it was so cute that all their, like, wives and stuff
were
in there.
They all look so good.
I'm, like, not a huge fan of any of them. Like, they're just whatever to me.
The wives?
Like, I don't think I've watched them in anything. Like, I mean, Priyanka Chopra is obviously, like, an icon. But I watched an interview with her and Nick Jonas. Like, it was one of those, like, newlywed challenge whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought her personality was so cringe. Like, really? She was trying really hard to be, like, young and cool. And, like, Nick, if you're a Nick stan, like, he's just really quiet and kind of, like, anyway.
Yeah.
So it's fine. But, like, the music video is really cool.
I'm obsessed with Joe's wife, Sophie Turner, because she's in Game of Thrones.
Right, and I don't watch that show. I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I think so.
I intentionally don't watch it, but
I love that show, and I love her, because she's amazing in that show.
Do you remember when this 3D movie came out? I came to Winnipeg from my hometown to watch it with my mom and my grandma. Yeah, because I was, like, six. No, I wasn't, like, six, but
you could have been six.
Oh, my God. These songs, I'm looking through them, and I'm like, huh, oh, my God. But, yeah, like, Burning Up, that was, like, probably one of the best ones. Can you go? Oh my God, they have a song with Taylor Swift. I forgot. I'm triggered.
Yeah. What does she make?
I hope never.
She has a movie out on Netflix, and it's like kind of funny.
Does she? Is it about her or like?
It's
what?
About her snake tour.
Snake?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called though.
She has a tour called Snake.
No, it's not Snake, but it's that song where she's like.
Is it a Kim reference? Speaking of cultural appropriation, Kim Kardashian with those
braids. What's
the
name of the Taylor Swift movie on Netflix?
I'm a See, like, same reaction. Like, I am so confused.
I literally, it's always in my recommended because I watch documentaries and it's so annoying. It's like, you'll enjoy this documentary. I'm like,
you know what I
hate?
When you try watching something, you don't like it and you do the little thumbs down thing on Netflix and, like, it still shows up and you're like, continue watching and, like, all that shit. And I'm like, no, I didn't like this.
I accidentally clicked on Sex and the City.
Oh, no.
I know. And I accidentally clicked on it by accident. I was so
accidentally
upset.
By accident.
Yeah. And then I thumbsed it down and it just turned black and white, but it's still my continue watching.
Can we talk about Love Bug? I want to cry.
Oh.
Love Bug again.
I remember listening to that in my mom's PT Cruiser during summer.
Oh,
I was
my
just
God.
That was cute.
I literally can't find like their albums or their songs names, because I don't want to play it.
We're almost at 30 minutes.
I just had to talk about
Anyway,
Joe
we just
Bros.
Had to talk about Sucker. We had to talk about
Okay, well, who's
the
your favorite
video?
Jonas Brother?
Kevin all the way.
Okay, so listen.
He was
I used
so
to like
adorable.
Kevin, but guess
what?
I'm going to ruin him for you.
No. Is he a pedophile?
No. He's not like bad, but like he's a big Trump supporter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. Okay, Joe.
Yeah. Oh, really? You're a Joe stan too? I think everyone defaults to Joe.
No, Kate, here's the thing why.
Because Camp Rock, Shane Gray, hello?
The thing about Camp Rock is that they literally wanted only Joe. I bet it. They only wanted
really?
Joe Jonas because it was the main brother, but then they couldn't leave out the other brothers, so then they just brought Nick and Kevin onto
so
set and
they
were like,
did.
Fuck around in the
Okay, background. But Kevin was hilarious in those movies.
Yeah, because it was just them acting as his brother.
He was like kind of my like low-key favorite for a bit, but then I battled the Trump thing and I was like, that's
I
not
didn't know
sick.
That.
That's
like,
not sick.
Still, or just like in the beginning.
This podcast just got political. But again, it's an opinion. Everyone has the right to their own opinion. I think Trump is a misogynistic piece of shit, and I don't get why he's in power. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. But no, Nick is my favorite. Like, do you remember that song he did in the second one? Okay, so the chick who, I just realized recently, the chick who was, like, his love interest in that movie, she was just, like, in that movie with, like, Zac Efron and stuff. Like, she's in stuff now. And, like, I totally didn't even remember that she existed. But, like, do you remember that song he did where he was talking about cheese? Do you remember?
No. Sorry, I was looking up into the controversy of Kevin being into Trump.
I don't even want to Google it, but, like, he was singing her a song about, like, the moon and the cheese and something. I used to be able to play it on guitar when I played guitar, which I don't do anymore.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's called This Is Me, I think.
This is real.
Isn't that ironic? Me. Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm
exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Is this Camp Rock 2 or 3? Wait, how many movies
are
there?
Let the light.
Hello? Shine on me. Now I know who I am. There's no way you're holding in. No, my heart and who I want. It's called Introducing Me. Okay. Oh, are you ready? Okay. Here's the lyrics.
This is me. Hell yes. Yeah, we're talking about drums for this.
I'm good at wasting time. I think lyrics need to rhyme, and you're not asking. But I'm trying to grow a mustache. I eat cheese, but only on pizza.
Please. I remember it.
Sometimes on a homemade
quesadilla. Otherwise, it smells like feet to me.
I really like it when the moon looks like a toenail. And I like it
when you say my name. Guys, you want to know, here it goes, gonna tell you the bottom of your show. If it goes, gonna let you see everything. Remember that you asked for it. Okay, I'm done.
Those vocals were featuring Kim. If you don't remember who Kim is, it's Shigeki.
You're fucking dumb. You need to get yourself checked for Alzheimer's.
Okay. Yeah. You are excused to go to the washroom.
I was literally so afraid to get up.
Okay, do you want to end it?
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Anyways, that's going to be the end of that. I had to, cut us off real quick. Thank you for being here. This was No Nevermind, the podcast. This was episode 6, talking about Nevermind, pop culture.
The shit show.
It is. The end. So you can follow us on Instagram at No Nevermind Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at No Nevermind PC. My Instagram, why am I introducing myself first? It's always you.
Yeah.
Because I respect you. Okay, no, Suzanne's. Please follow Suzanne on Instagram. She is Susie with a Y dot TS on Instagram. I am at Jaded Hayes, JadeHz. I just had a stroke. I have no idea how to spell.
Darn.
Yes. So that was this. And thanks so much for being here. We love you. All two of you.
We love you so much.
So much. We have no idea
and
what we're doing.
And as two of you, we mean Kim and Kiernan.
Kim and Kiernan. You know what? I have, so many friends that listen to this, but I'm not going to out
Kiernan
them.
Kiernan and all of Haley's friends.
I know you're, so embarrassed that you listen to my podcast, so.
It's okay.
Shout out to Chad. Thanks, because you're probably listening to this, so. Anyways.
Hi, Chad.
Oh, okay.
I just thought I'd be nice.
You don't need to be. It's okay. Fine.
Never mind. I take it back, Chad. Fuck you.
Oh. Thank you, next. Okay, so for our next... for our next episode, we'll be talking about... No, never mind.